Okay, and welcome back for the final hour of Cancel the Cabal on Shake and Wake Radio and PSN Radio and SoulFlow Radio. I do have two guests on today. I have Judson Witham, and I also have Kim Hogan. But I want to pose a question to the two of them first before we get into what they want to talk about. I'm reading a book on air, Kim and Judd. I think I've told Judd, but it's called One Nation Under Blackmail by Whitney Webb. Have either of you two heard this book?
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. The subtitle is called The Sordid Union Between Intelligence, Organized Crime, and Organized Crime That Gave Rise to Jeffrey Epstein and His Ilk. But it is fascinating to read so far. I've only gotten into the second chapter in this a very, very long book, and it's actually a part two, part one of part two, so I'm expecting the second book's going to be just as large.
But yeah, I heard about her having a second part coming out.
Yeah. Maybe we can get into your case a little bit, or your corruptive background that you've had to deal with, Kim.
Yeah, I had been quite shocked with the justice system. There is no justice. I've been through every level of the courts in Texas, and I went through federal district court in Texas and then through the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and now the Supreme Court of the United States, and they're all doing the same thing. And as I've been going on and on through these courts, I'm finding other people sharing their experience, and it's been pretty much the same for all of us. And the court stripping, the evidence and exhibit stripping, ensuring that no one wins their cases, especially serious cases like mine, you know, showing all of the, you know, the bank fraud for one thing. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I think our only hope right now, I mean, I've seen this military declaration and a lot of high rank generals and servicemen and women that signed this declaration. And I'm like waiting and seeing, because like we, the people out here, we're not having a whole lot of luck right now.
No, we're not.
So, they had a thing for, I'm not sure who started it, but it was a declaration by the people in support of the military declaration. I was, I think, one of the first 5,000 that signed that, and I haven't really heard a peep since, although I have been very busy here lately, so I haven't really looked into it to find a peep, but I'm hoping there's lots of peeps going on about it. But yeah, it's been kind of crickets.
Well, I've been telling everybody for 15 years that'll listen to me that I don't call them government anymore. I call them criminal organizations. And that's just
right,
basically
the
what they are.
Of criminals, yeah. That's what DC stands for.
Judd, you want to get into, well, I mean, you tell us almost every week about the case that you're working on, but is there anything developing differently?
Well, I've been following Whitney Webb's work for some time, and when you understand where she's getting her research from and the people that are around her enabling her, people like Catherine Austin Fitz, especially.
Very concerning.
Well, you've got a case now that's being readied for oral discussion. I'm not going to call it argument, on March 18th, next month, before the U.S. Supreme Court. It's the censorship case that people have been following out of Louisiana. The problem with it all boils down to is there's a massive brainwash, indoctrination, propaganda machine that's been controlling media and the school systems and the entertainment industry and this giant propaganda surveillance brainwashing menticide indoctrination monster is at the very heart of the censorship issues, which in federal litigation of that nature, when the case begins, there is a requirement for mandatory production of records and files, also known as mandatory disclosures. There has been almost zero official ordering of the production of the censorship files and records, the information that reveals how massive this surveillance, censorship, propaganda machine is. The tactics being employed to brainwash the American public and the world have been ongoing since before the Second World War. And the tactics being employed, the modus operandi, if you will, right now is massively being secreted by the Fifth Circuit Court, by the two district judges, Magistrate Judge McCluskey and District Judge Doughty. And then you've got all these bought and paid for black-robed goons that control the so-called Supreme Court of the United States. The American public is being massively censored because of massive surveillance, because of massive decisions deciding who gets silenced, and none of the integral working machine that making it all possible is being discussed in the least. In other words, the Supreme Court of the United States is covering it all up. Right under everybody's nose.
Well, they're covering up a lot of stuff.
I mean, this is the whole point, Steve, is we're being run by a organized criminal cabal, essentially being controlled by the Department of Defense and the CIA.
Yes. A couple of comments about Whitney Webb, though. I am finding out the more I read. I caught a few months back, and I played it on air, an interview she did with somebody. I'm not sure. It could have been redacted people. The people had redacted, but she mainly spoke of Donald Trump and his criminal background. Associates, Roy Cohen was his mentor. And Roy Cohen is heavily associated with mob bosses, mob crime. But she didn't go into any of this so-called fake right-wing crime either. She's just, left-wing. She's only going after fake right-wing crime so far. I haven't seen anything related to left-wing crime.
Well, maybe Kim will make a comment that will reveal and the enormity of the evil and wickedness afoot here. How many civilians and children in Palestine have been murdered by Donald Trump's and Joe Biden's friends?
Millions, countless.
This has been going on for 75 years.
It's been going on since the beginning, even long before that.
Since the Balfour, I guess it was called in 47, Steve?
The Balfour Treaty, 1917.
Well, when they actually invaded Palestine and ran everybody out at the end of a gun, mm-hmm. and murdered God only knows how many people and stole their homes. There's literally been 70 plus years of this nonstop murder spree by a bunch of people that are written of in the Bible, against the backdrop of what's called Israel. Now, I hate to break it to everybody, but Abraham, the historic first Jew, invented it all. It's all invented. It's an invention. There's historical, scientific, absolute, undeniable proof that our planet is millions of years old. And the idea that Abraham was born and somewhere in his, I don't know, 20s or 30s and 40s, he decided that he was a Jew, says it all. It's kind of like Joseph Smith, you know, all of a sudden he was a Mormon. Or let's see, these Catholics, or these Baptists, or the lists of every religion in the world that has been created by men claiming to speak for the all-powerful God.
Well, anything that's
it's all invented. Every damn bit of it's invented.
Yes, it is. We know it.
The problem that I see here, and I appreciate what Whitney Webb's doing. I've tried to get a hold of her to have a discussion, maybe even get her to come on Cancel the Cabal, but she's beyond reach.
Nah.
She's too big of a celebrity. And I'm going to be right to the point. I have covered most of what Whitney Webb's written about in her books. That's where she's getting the research, is from friends of mine, colleagues of mine, and I. That's where she's getting all of her material.
Yeah. Well,
she is nothing new. Nothing new at all.
Another thing.
And redacted tonight. Same thing with them.
Yeah. Well,
but that's not the point tonight.
Another thing.
Tonight in this world. While we're being distracted with golden Donald Trump sneakers and whether or not, what's her name there? I can't even, Taylor Swift, and whether or not she's got a vagina or she's got a penis, and all this other mind rot garbage that doesn't mean anything. While we're all being distracted with this never ending brain dead Biden and degenerate, disgusting pig Donald Trump, or we're all being entertained with that garbage, the largest pension system in the world, BlackRock, has been taken over by the Chinese Communist Party.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the one thing I was going to mention about Whitney Webb is, too, there's been a lot of intellectual dishonesty with a lot of her words, too.
There is a massive crime that's been whitewashed and covered up right in front of everybody's face, and that is this giant money laundering cartel, this massive mafia of money launderers are the very same people that shafted and ripped off and screwed and cheated and stole from millions of American families in their subprime predatory foreclosures. It's the same people, same phone numbers, same emails, same office addresses. It's the same people that did all the massive money laundering that robbed the nation blind during the savings and loan and banking fiascos of the 70s, 80s, and 90s and 2008. It's the same people. And then tonight, in this world, the reality of this giant censoring matter the censorship is all tied to mass surveillance and brainwashing. They brainwash your kids in the school systems. They brainwash your kids with all the entertainment slop that's spewed all over the internet. Every last bit of intellectual material available to mankind is currently going through 5G towers and the internet. They're controlling everything. They are literally controlling everybody's input. And if they don't like what you got to say, Stephen Roberts or Kim Hogan, you get buried in it. Nobody ever hears anything you've got to say. You're censored.
Right. I've recently discovered that email and text that I send, even voicemails, don't always make their destination to the recipients, coming and going. Like, I hear it all the time, people that have emailed me and never got a response and asked if I changed my email address, which I have not. I've checked spam folders. It's very interesting. I mean, the extent that they can just silence you is beyond.
As Kim knows, and as you know, Steve, I own an extremely large legal collection, which is where I'm sitting right now. I'm sitting outside my two homes that are full to the brim with 22,000 of the best law books money can buy. It's a $3 million law library. Now, when I tell you that the Supreme Court of the United States and the Fifth Circuit Court of the United States and the Magistrate Court and District Court in Louisiana, all involved in this censorship case, the mandatory disclosures, which would reveal the massive nature of the government propaganda machine at work here, it's all been covered up. It's all whitewashed. It's all been silenced. And people like Robert Kennedy Jr., it's part of it. They've touted him, and they tout like Matt Taibbi, and they tout like Whitney Webb, and they carry on about Catherine Austin Fitz. And I can name, Gretchen Morgenson. I can go on for weeks naming celebrities that have been employed to propagandize the criminal cabal that has taken over our nation and our world. There is no discussion whatsoever of where's all the discovery. Why hasn't there been a robust amount of discovery done? How many people that can hear my voice have actually argued a summary judgment motion in a court of law? How many people know when a motion for summary judgment is ripe because an adequate amount of discovery or production of records and files has occurred? How many people have actually argued those matters in a court of law? I've done it many times. There is zero compilation of the records and files behind all this censorship and all this mass surveillance and all this MK Ultra and all this COINTELPRO and all this Echelon and all this Prism. They didn't just do it to Bradley Manning. They didn't just do it to Julian Assange.
Yeah, it's been happening to me since the late 90s, early 2000s.
You see, Kim, a lot of people don't realize, but Kim Hogan was intimately, not sexually, but intimately intellectually, and as a colleague, involved with Alex Jones. When Alex Jones first began to become famous out of Texas, right?
Yeah, I was a volunteer. I worked more. I broke a few large stories, mainly working with his wife, and down to the Austin you know, commissioner's court for some other stuff locally. I was not a paid person by InfoWars. We did do mass producing of his tapes, and I would load up the back of my truck and travel the U.S. handing out his tapes and stuff. But yeah, I never really like got to work directly. It was like I was also being censored by Alex in a way. It was very strange, but my cancer.
Kim, I know you remember, Kim. Mm-hmm. I did my best to get Alex Jones and InfoWars to assist me in exposing the banking fiasco, also known as the savings and loan crisis in Texas. Mm-hmm. I went to Alex Jones early on in the 80s, and I did everything I could to get Alex Jones to assist in exposing the massive robbery of the American financial system, and that stinking, fat, no-good slob did nothing.
Let me guess.
I've tried to reach him for other breaking news numerous times over the years, even after I left Austin and moved up to Colorado for a while, back right after 9/11. I was up there trying to reach him to break breaking news stories to him and could not get through to him. My only luck and way to get through any which way was through Mike Hansen, his former cameraman that I used to do police watch
Tonight in the world, we're on the precipice of the world's oligarchs that own and control the cabals like the Federal Reserve and the Bank of International Settlements and the lists of central banks that operate around the world is pretty extensive.
Tonight
in the world, they're going to nothing but keystrokes. They're taking away any real money, and they're turning it into this American Online, type it into a computer like on Facebook.
No, you don't even have to do that. You can just
total phony money systems all over the world. It's totally phony. It's not real in the least bit.
You won't even have to do that. You'll just think of it because you'll have a brain implant chip in you, and you'll just have to think about it, and it'll appear at your door from Amazon or whomever. We'll deliver it to you.
I mean, we're literally in the middle of this giant so-called censorship case, and they're whitewashing it and covering it up on a grand scale. This isn't minor. It's huge. It's like examining a forensic record, let's say in a, you know, mass shooting, like the Mandalay Bay. Remember that mess in Las Vegas where some crazy fools were up in a hotel tower with all kinds of semi-automatic weapons and they shot the living hell. Out of a concert in the middle of Las Vegas.
That was all fake, right? Though. It was all faked. But yes.
But that's why there's no forensics. Where's the investigation records and files? Where's the discovery?
Well, the nearly 50-year-old aging man, he brought up 2,000 rounds of ammunition and I think 14 different guns, and nobody's seen him. And he also lifted
I got one better.
800-pound windows off. He took the 800-pound windows.
You got this guy Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy, and he bullshits everybody by letting a rattlesnake go. He doesn't catch the rattlesnake.
No,
they run the video in reverse. Jones, they make it look like he's catching the rattlesnake, but actually what he's doing is he's letting it go.
Yeah.
But I got a better one, and it happened in front of millions of people's face, right in front of millions of people's faces.
Yeah.
The World Trade Centers and World Trade Center 7.
Yep.
And the mysterious hocus-pocus disappearing aircraft that supposedly hit the Pentagon. They did this stuff right in front of everybody's face.
Well, yeah, they did it 40-some-odd years earlier in November 22nd, 1963 also, right in front of everybody's face.
Daily Plaza?
Uh-huh.
You've got this case going on right. It's right now, folks. Going on right now. It's the most important case of mass surveillance and propaganda and censorship and silencing and total manipulation of the internet. That's what it boils down to. Total. And it's connected. It's connected to warp speed, where the military already had all these experimental shots in inventory. And then they thrust all this bioweapons garbage onto millions of people, not just in the United States. They did it all over the world by forcing people to shut down businesses, forcing people to stay in their homes, forcing people to it's not vaccination. I mean, it's not vaccination. Those are not vaccines. Those are experimental mRNA gene therapy injections. They are not vaccines, and they've done it in front of everybody's face. And here's the one that shocks the mind. They invented most all of this garbage in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, at the University of North Carolina, UNC Chapel Hill, in 2006, 2007 and 8. Ralph Baric, Tony Fauci, and this whole gang of biowarfare warriors for the CIA and Department of Defense.
Don't forget Peter Desick.
And let's not forget Eco Health Alliances. You're correct. And then, of course, you have this fat bag of poop.
Thank you.
With his gold sneakers, this boob Donald Trump and his circus. His brown shirts, because, I mean, Donald Trump is a clown, a dangerous Nazi clown. That's all he is. And while we're being mesmerized by no brains Biden, dementia Joe, you know, genocide Joe, while we're being completely mesmerized with his idiocy and Donald Trump, the largest private pension fund corporation on planet Earth, BlackRock, is now owned by the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep.
What's that mean for the future of the American people?
Bend over more.
Has your financial system been overthrown by Chinese communists? And the answer is, that's where the digital central bank, digital keystroke, you know, ho, ho, ho,
yep,
funny money. It's all funny money.
Yep.
But, you know, what's really more important is Ted Nugent, you know, flipping off Taylor Swift and saying that she's the worst musician. I mean, it shocks the mind that Ted Nugent and Big Mike, you know, Michelle Obama and...
Yeah, well, you know, it's...
And Jeffrey Epstein and all the little girls they raped and all of these critically important matters, particularly all the sexual molestation of all those little girls on St. Vincent's Island and out in Arizona and New York and wherever else, ex-VM sex cult operated. Where are the records? Where are the forensic records and the production and the discovery of all the young girls that Epstein and all of his sick, twisted slob pals, where's all that evidence?
Yep.
Is Bill Clinton being protected? Is Bill Gates being protected? Why is this giant crime scene swept clean and whitewashed?
No, like...
They are all them.
Like I tell you every week, Judd, it's not illegal if the government doesn't.
Well, I mean, again, and I want people to, you know, just kind of try to pay attention here. I'm sitting literally just off the front porch of a $3 million law library that I've practiced and studied law since the 70s and 80s. I've got 40 years legal practice. Do I understand what mandatory disclosures are? Look them up. Yeah, I mean, don't take my word for it. Just go to the internet and type in mandatory disclosures, federal court. and ask yourself, where in the flying hell's all the discovery? Where are the records and files on this giant propaganda machine that's being operated? They're calling it a censorship case, but it's not a censorship case. It's a Nazi Fourth Reich level Stasi. I've been screaming Stasi for the last couple of years, haven't I?
Yeah,
Stasi. S-T-A-S-I. Stasi. It's an intelligence operation against the whole country. Mm-hmm. And Robert Kennedy Jr. is silent. He's not going to talk about it. He doesn't want to get his head blown off.
No, not at all.
Well, I mean, how many plaintiffs are involved in this censorship case? I intervened in the case early on. Tim Hogan intervened in the case early on, and they said, well, you know, you'll delay the case and you'll complicate the case needlessly. So they kind of just pushed Kim and I to the side. And then they let about 150 other people come into the case. And they, I'm telling you flat out, Judge McCluskey, Magistrate Judge McCluskey, Judge Doughty, these are the two Louisiana federal judges, the Fifth Circuit judges, and every judge on the Supreme Court of the United States, those stinking slobs all know what mandatory disclosures are. Every single one. They all got bar cards in their pockets. They're lawyers. Every one of them knows. Clarence Thomas, especially. What are they hiding, Steve? Let's ask Whitney Webb. Maybe Whitney Webb can inform everybody about what they're hiding. Or, I don't know, Catherine Austin Fitz. Or,
I don't
think.
What's
that guy's name there? Oh, God, it'll come to me here.
I don't
Patrick
think.
Lovell there with the con, you know, and his buddy Eric Vaughn and Adam Bronfman, you know, Sarah Bronfman of the Nexium sex cult.
Yep.
Adam Bronfman was financing Patrick Lovell.
Do you know, you just tipped on a name. There's a name, there's three brothers that grew up in the early 1900s over in up in Canada. Their name was Bronfman. They ran the illegal liquor trade from Canada to America.
The same company. That's the Bronfman family I'm talking about.
Yep, yep. I've just been reading about them.
Duper, they're super, super, super duper Jews.
Yeah.
These people are super duper Jews. And when I say the word Jew, I want everybody to take a breath and don't listen to Martin Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center, but ask yourself, how is it that Abraham became or decided to be the first Jew? I mean,
yeah.
What, do you have a special little magical incantation that he sprinkled fairy dust over himself? And I'm the first Jew.
Evidently.
And I speak for God. See, that's where we're in trouble here. While these so-called Jews are running around being God's chosen people, you got to stop and ask yourself a question. Are they just simply nuts? Have they done too much LSD? I mean, are they freaking out of their mind? Well, who comes up with the idea that, oh, here we go, Judson Witham, your guest, Judson Witham. I speak for God, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, of course I do. I mean, I've got a pretty good track record. You go back and look through the history of my hell raising. And you stop and go, wow, they really did steal trillions from the banks. They stole trillions from the banks using real estate scheming. Boy, there's one that everybody knows me for. How, you know, how crazy can I be to be right on that level?
Uh-huh.
But back to the point, and you can ask him, and then I'm going to shut up for a while because I'm just, they are running the biggest con job against the American public tonight involving this censorship case that's happened in probably the entire history of the country. It's a big whitewash cover-up for the intelligence community, the CIA, the Department of Defense, the Bluffdale Center, Fort Williams, the Cyber Command headquarters for the United States military in Utah. Who just boy, don't get mad at me, but guess who's running it all?
Uh-huh.
LDS Mormons. They built Bluffdale Center. They financed Bluffdale Center. They engineered and designed Bluffdale Center. They educated everybody to operate the Cray supercomputers, and the LDS Mormon Church runs and controls Bluffdale, just like they run and control Hill Air Force Base, and just like they run and control Fort Williams. And CIA, you look at the Mormons, you look at the Mormons that are involved in the Central Intelligence Agency, and it'll stagger you.
Yep, exactly right.
And then how many of these little Palestinian kids and how many of these Palestinian civilians do we murder right in front of the whole world? And everybody, you know, that's, you know, associated with Hillary Clinton and Maxine Waters and all these other Chuck Schumers. And I could name just endless numbers of politicians that want to send to this insane murdering slob nitwit Yahoo in Jerusalem. They want to send him billions more so he can continue to take over the Middle East and create a giant super Israel. It's called the Greater Israel Project, where they can run it like the Shah of Iran and Saddam Hussein. You know, Iraq and Iran ran the Middle East for the American Central Intelligence Agency for decades. They want this nitwit Yahoo Israeli murdering slob to take over the Middle East. And they don't care how many people he murders. Send them billions more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, send them billions more.
It's all about the American...
So the United States, they're creating a Jewish super state. It's called Greater Israel.
Yeah, it's also about...
That, yeah, you told me about the gas field, Steve.
The natural oil, yeah, and the gas field.
And right. and the natural resources and the minerals and everything else in the region. The military, you know, the strategic position of putting a giant military operation
there. It's just a coincidence.
The green zone. Remember when they constructed the biggest military embassy in the history of the world called the Green Zone in Baghdad?
Uh-huh.
They're just creating a green zone the size of, you know, the entire region.
Yeah. But, you know, it's totally a coincidence that the 75-year lease came up back last August or whatever it was, October, whenever...
The Rothschilds and the House of Windsor, you know, behind it all. Well, wait a minute. Hold the phone here. Prince William, you know, the King Charlie's son there, Prince William, you know.
Uh-huh. King Chuckles.
He's now calling for a ceasefire.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Imagine that.
Isn't that. I mean, you know, I've been screaming bloody murder about it with Kim. Kim's been screaming bloody murder about stopping all the it's murder. It's mass murder. And Kim Hogan, God bless you, she'd been raising hell about stopping it for months and months and months. Why is Kim Hogan so marginalized and censored? Why have they pushed her into oblivion on the internet? And
well,
who's doing it? And how are they doing it? How are they doing it, Kim? How are you being censored, Kim?
They are.
Censorship started years ago with mainly exposing the bloodlines and who runs everything globally. I mean, you've got all of these people that are they're in this order, the Masonic.
They're all cousins.
And every level, I mean, not just the government, but down to your city and county level. I mean, these are them. They run the show, and they've infiltrated everything.
What I mean, why is the cabal so censored? Why is the cancel the cabal so marginalized and pushed off into what do they call it? Their shadow banning land.
Because we're all little peons that don't know anything. That's why.
I think you're on a list. I don't think we're little peon nothing. I think we've been put on a list and we've been shoved into this censorship zone. We're not little. We're not insignificant. Hell no. I'll tell you how insignificant I am. Joe Biden has been confronted by me directly. He's a stinking lowlife, no good murderer. And all the people that support him in his crazy murdering ideas, they all ought to be hung. And I've told the United States Secret Service, if they don't like my opinion on this, get out of my country. Get out.
Yeah.
And I'm a little peon? Who decided I was a little peon, Steve? The CIA or the Department of Defense?
Right.
Or the Cyber Intelligence Community Security Agency?
The Masters.
Who decided NSA, Homeland Security? Who decided that Kim Hogan is a little nobody? Who made that decision about cancel the cabal?
The owners. The Masters.
Yeah, the owners. You said it. The owners. Directly connected to all the production of records and files and documents in the censorship case. Those owners. The ones they're covering up for.
Yep.
This cover-up in the censorship case is a million times bigger than what Epstein did. This is bigger than the Epstein mess. This is far beyond the whole Epstein mess.
Hey, Judd. Judd, Kim wants to say something. Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, I was just saying how discovery only goes one way, the way that benefits them and their agenda. Like, all throughout my case, I was denied discovery. But I had to produce, like, I had to jump through hoops, lit a fire, doing backflips, wearing stilettos to produce the insurmountable, ridiculous amount of discovery. And it ended up backfiring on them. I ended up winning the knowingly false counterclaim of defamation. But it was a hell of a task for me to jump through all those hoops, but yet I was denied discovery because, oh, they couldn't have that for the people to see.
Where's all videos from Epstein's Island operation? Where are all those videos?
Oh, come on. You know all
the... Are they being censored?
All them cameras, they all malfunctioned. You know that. Cameras malfunction whenever something happens. You know that, Judd.
The censorship case that's going on right now in the United States Supreme Court is the biggest cover-up since 9/11. In fact, it's part of the 9/11 cover-up.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I filed my intervention into that case because the censorship is not just and only on social media. It's happening like you would not believe in all of the courts. And there's no justice if evidence and exhibits are being censored so that the public cannot see them and read them and so the cases cannot be won.
So Clarence Thomas is getting
any bigger than being in the courts.
Clarence Thomas is being handed millions of dollars in opulent luxury accommodations and vacations. And the cases that he deals with when he's not on an endless vacation, that is, when he's not constantly traveling all over the world and, you know, luxury accommodations, when he actually has time to go to the office and do some work. You know, how pervasive is this across the board in the Supreme Court? How many of the other judges are getting all these perks and these emoluments and these junkets and these trips and these vacations? How thoroughly bought out the ass is the Supreme Court of the United States? And the answer is it's total. And this Judge Roberts, he's a stinking puke.
Yep.
He needs to be put in handcuffs.
Well, they're all stinking pukes.
Needs to be put in handcuffs.
They're all pukes.
I'll give you an example. I rose ever loving stink in hell over massive amounts of business that the state of New York does in North Carolina. I got the records from the comptroller of the state of New York, over 30,000 travel records showing massive travel and expense for state officials of New York to travel from New York to North Carolina to conduct billions upon billions of dollars worth of business. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals and the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that New York State doesn't do any business in North Carolina, which is nothing but a giant, stinking, lousy, filthy, lie. It's a great big old fraud. And I caught them flat out. Caught them flat out with the records and the proof and silence. Total censorship, total blackout, total whitewash. And it's because of things like the massive insurance and banking industry of Wall Street that does huge amounts of business in the Carolinas. Pension funds, public employee insurance, transportation, you name it. Massive billions of dollars worth of business conducted by New York State authorities in North Carolina, and the federal courts of the United States covered it all up.
You're hogging
because
some.
They are all them. They're all Masons. You know, the bar, nothing's going to be resolved and corrected and restored until all of these bar card and Mason, you know, and Eastern Star, they need to be banned from all of the government and courts.
Well, there was.
I challenge everybody that's listening to this, everybody that's listening to this tonight, everybody, where are the records and files into the discovery in this censorship case?
Yep.
Where's all the forensic information on the big censorship propaganda machine?
Yep.
Where's all this material sitting? Is it open to examination by the people of the United States? Why are they hiding it?
Yep.
Why is it being hidden?
Say, Judd, you know there was a time in America's history that lawyers weren't allowed to be in government.
How many times you watched that video of the explosion of the size of the Pentagon, where the airplane's not there? All you see is the explosion. How many times you watch it?
Plenty.
You know, if you understand the physical timing of the capture of the images that takes place in that security camera, there's absolutely zero chance that you can't see what it is that hit that Pentagon.
Well,
the idea that an airliner hit the Pentagon is complete
absurd
bullshit. Total
absurdity.
Bullshit. Complete total bullshit. But they did it right in front of everybody's face.
Yep.
And then, of course, the FBI. Where are all the other videos around the? They had more security cameras around the Pentagon than any other place in Washington, D.C.
Hey, Judd.
There are more cameras around that area of Washington, D.C. Where's all the other video?
Hey, Judd. 85 cameras that were focused on the Pentagon that day, but they all malfunctioned, of course, Judd.
And the FBI's covering it up right in front of everybody's face, right, Steve?
Yeah.
The FBI's at the heart of it, right, Steve?
Yep. Oh, the Israeli
Mossad.
Who's
running this big propaganda? Who's running this big propaganda super surveillance, this giant surveillance operation of millions of Americans? And it's at the heart, the very epicenter of this censorship case, and the Supreme Court of the United States and the Department of Justice and the corporate news media and everybody that's associated with those stinking criminals are covering it up.
Yep.
They're literally covering it up right in front of everybody's face.
Yes, they are. Let Kim get a little more airtime in there, Judd.
I was going to say I've got another, I'll have to search for it. I'll share it later on Cancel the Cabal, but I have another clip of footage of the Pentagon getting struck that not very many people have seen, and it's clearly a missile.
Well, I actually don't believe there was anything that struck the Pentagon, just like nothing struck the other buildings in New York either. I think that was... Mm-hmm. That was manufactured. I think it was set up with explosives. There are, you know, the actors that they had on camera say, "Yeah, I seen the plane there," but no, they didn't. They were actors.
I watched the airliners. I watched the airliners in New York City, and there's no way they faked the airliners on the Twin Towers. Those airliners hit those towers.
No.
And what happened at the Pentagon? What happened at the Pentagon? They got rid of the accounting computers and all that missing money. They got rid of the records and the files.
No, but Judd,
the missing trillions.
Don't believe planes struck those towers either.
No.
What I believe and have seen footage and things is the one that went down in, what was it, Shanksville? Is mm-hmm. that the proper...
Yeah, the name? Shanksville, Pennsylvania, yep.
Well, that was done by one of our military jets coming up behind that plane and shooting
shot it down.
Kim, that wasn't... What they did was, I've seen a video showing 10 years prior to that, that same area looked like it had been excavated by a bulldozer, and all they did mm-hmm. was burnt trash in there to make it look black. That's all they did. Mm-hmm. I've seen Google videos.
Rumsfeld says $2.3 trillion was missing from the Pentagon, and the very next morning, the computers that tracked the missing trillions at the Pentagon get blown sky high.
Judd, they had the ability in real time to insert with CGI technology those planes that supposedly hit the buildings. But
I don't believe that for 1 second. Those aircraft hit the towers. There was too many people on the ground. There was too many people on the ground that witnessed it. There was huge numbers of people that saw it.
There's another bit of video that was recently shared by me and several others of people that were there, that lived there in some of the surrounding buildings, that heard the first explosion and came out, and you can hear them saying that there's no plane, that it was an explosion.
They heard explosions from loudspeakers.
Our CIA and our NSA and our Homeland Security and FBI and Department of Justice and the Department of Defense tonight in America are rotten corrupt to the core.
Okay. Yep.
Totally rotten corrupt to the core, just like Biden, just like Trump, just like the Clintons, just like the Obamas, just like the Bushes and a whole bunch of the other stinking slobs that have taken over the United States government. They're rotten to the freaking core.
That they
and
are.
This censorship case, you know, that's why I wanted to talk about the censorship case. Where are all the records? Where are all the files? Where's all the forensic examination of how millions of Americans got shadow banned and deplatformed and, you know, millions of Americans got censored millions of times. And I've asked the courts in writing numerous times, produce the discovery.
I mean,
where's the record, Bo? What are you hiding?
I'm gonna
do my best. I'll do my best to be nice here, Steve. But I have dropped dozens upon dozens of F-bombs right in their face. Where in the flying, you know what? Are all these records? Why are they hiding it all?
Yep.
And I've confronted every member of the Supreme Court of the United States. Why are they silent? They're caught because they're caught. They're caught. They're caught.
They have to prove their own claim. It's their own words. They're the ones that said it, that millions of people were censored millions of times. If they're claiming that, they need to produce their own records.
And I've got something fabulous to say here. You know, this is being exposed on Cancel the Cabal live all over the planet. This is Stephen Roberts, and this is Shake and Wake Radio, and this is Kimberly D. Hogan and Judd. We're exposing this live. And where in the flying, you know what, is Alex Jones and Whitney Webb? Where are they?
Yep.
Why aren't they chiming? Where's Bobby Kennedy Jr.?
Yep.
What's the big cover-up? I mean, seriously,
Judd,
what is the big cover-up?
Yeah, we got about a minute left here, Judd, so.
Well, God bless Shake and Wake and Cabal.
I'm not the most familiar with all of Whitney Webb's, you know, content, but the one video that I saw of her interview, I'm not sure who it was that interviewed her, but that was impressive. And that's why in the beginning of the show I said, oh, I love her, because I was very happy to hear the things that she said that day. But like others, I mean, I've appreciated things that others have had to say. And then later I've heard some other things that others have had to say. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. So, yeah, the spin and all that, controlled opposition is alive and well.
That it is.
That's all I got to say.
That it is. So I want to thank you both for coming on, Judd and Kim.
Thank you.
You still there?
My pleasure.
You still there, Judd?
I think we lost Judd.
Yeah, I think we did. Well, he didn't say goodbye, so.
Right at the end of the show, so he was there for the whole time, so that was great.
Yeah, and he cut off a lot of your airtime too, so.
That's okay. We'll do another show too.
All right, Kim. Have a good day.
All right, over and out.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, folks, for sticking around here. It's been an eventful show, a fun show. I do want to see some left-wing corruption and left-wing crime being exposed by Miss Whitney Webb. That would be nice. Maybe she will come through. I don't know. But hope to see everyone tomorrow with me and Roger.